I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. NTM lung disease is a health condition that is growing at an explosive pace in the United States. To talk about this condition is Dr. Patrick Flum. He's a professor of medicine and pediatrics, and he's a pulmonary physician at MUSC. Dr. Flum, what exactly is NTM lung disease?
NTM lung disease stands for non-tuberculous mycobacteria lung disease. So that's why we abbreviate to NTM. This is a common bacterium. It lives in the soils and the water supply. We're all being exposed to this bug, but only some of us are going to develop infection. And we're seeing a rising number of patients identified with NTM lung infections.
Why is this condition on the rise?
I think for two reasons. One is that it actually is that more patients are becoming infected with this bug. But the other, and probably the more important reason, is that people are now becoming aware of it, and so they're looking for it and identifying patients who previously would have gone years without the diagnosis.
What are the typical symptoms of NTM lung disease?
These patients can have respiratory symptoms. They can have cough, which tends to be persistent, often for months. That cough can be productive of sputum. Sometimes that sputum can be bloody. But they also can have what we would call constitutional symptoms, like low-grade fevers or night sweats. They may have fatigue, weight loss, kind of like having the flu all the time. And so these symptoms are rather nonspecific, which is why oftentimes they aren't diagnosed for a long period of time.
And how is it typically diagnosed?
The first step is to have a high suspicion for it, to think of that diagnosis. And if you're suspicious of that, there are two critical things that must be done. One is imaging, typically with a CAT scan of the chest to look for characteristic findings. The other is we have to get a sample from the airways. So a sputum for culture. Sometimes we have to put a bronchoscope down into the airways to try to get samples that we can send to the lab for culture.
Are some people more at risk of getting this condition than others?
We know a great deal about the patients that we've identified with the infection, and there are clearly some patients who are at risk. These are patients who may have other types of chronic lung disease, like COPD or emphysema, other patients like those who have cystic fibrosis that have chronic airways infections, people who are immunosuppressed, their immune systems don't work quite so well. But there's another population that we haven't quite understood why they get infection, and that tends to be postmenopausal women who seem to be at higher risk.
What is the treatment for NTM lung disease?
First, we don't treat everybody. Sometimes we identify the bug in patients who are actually quite asymptomatic. But in those patients that we've decided that they would benefit from treatment, it generally requires multiple antibiotics for a long period of time.
You mentioned that many cases seem to go undiagnosed. What happens if patients don't get treated and they do, in fact, have this disorder?
There are some patients that clearly do okay despite having this persistent infection, which is why we don't treat everybody. But other people is clearly going to progress. So if we identify someone that has NTM lung disease, we tell them even if we don't recommend treatment today, we reserve the right to change our mind, because if we sense that something is progressing, either you're developing more symptoms, your x-ray is progressing, then we feel like we should treat.
Dr. Flum, thanks for this information about NTM lung disease.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.